is it ever really too early to start scouting?
We don't think so.
Once he comes out next year in the 23 draft, he's going to be definitely one of those top running back dynasty assets. And you should definitely, if you're in a startup, you should definitely want Bijan Robinson on your team.
If you haven't drafted him, or if you're in a newer Debbie league and you're getting ready to draft, like, this would be a guy I would want to scoop up before people see him back on the field and see him healthy and he pops and you have to pay a premium to get him.
This is the Devy Hour.
Welcome back to the Devy Hour. It's going to look a little lonely in here tonight because I am flying solo. Thoughts out to our boy Dez, and hope everything's good. He will be back with us next week. We are talking tonight something a little bit more informative. Last week, we talked about some of the guys that we're more excited about in Devy. This week, we're going to be talking about Devy draft strategies. My hope in this episode is to get you thinking about and helping you plan when and where you're going to take Devys within your drafts. This is more of a nuts and bolts type conversation, so I want to set some groundwork. And this episode may not be as long as some of our normal ones, but absolutely get questions in the chat. If you want to drop some questions in there, I will absolutely get to those at the end of the main topic. As always, if you want to know our Devy rankings, rotoheat.com. If you like what's going on over there, make sure you shout us out over on YouTube and subscribe and do all those things. And if you listen to this in podcast form and you're hearing my soothing sounds, make sure you drop a rating and review. We do appreciate that. With that being said, Devy leagues can be a very wild west of fantasy football. In a good, for those of you that are still new to Devys and maybe haven't gotten to the point where you're starting your own Devy league, maybe you've just joined into one, a startup can be a really interesting trend-setting type situation. It can help build your roster immediately to win, or it can set you up for long-term success. So my hope today in this episode is to help you figure out when to start doing it. Typically, when I first started doing Devy leagues 4 or 5 years ago, I think it's been now, I likened it to IDP when I started taking Devy picks. It can go a couple of ways. In the Devy league, you can either take actual college players in your initial startup. I've been in leagues where we do that, where you're drafting NFL players and college players in the same startup draft. Or I've also been in leagues where when you do your Devy startup, you can either take NFL players or the subsequent Devy draft pick, pick one in the Devy draft. So there's a couple of ways that you can even do a Devy draft, even from just the initial, how you're going to do the draft itself. So I want to hit on both of those. And I think they're very similar conversations. Hopefully it doesn't bore you too much. If it does bore you too much, I apologize, but I thought this would be a great way to help you guys do startup drafts. We're in the midst of startup season. I even posted in our Discord here just a little bit ago that I've got another startup going. Again, looking for owners. So we're in the hot, heavy time of startup drafts because rookie draft season isn't upon us, at least for another few weeks, as we inch closer to the NFL draft. With that being, when I initially started doing Devy startups, it was you're drafting the Devy player in the startup draft instead of the Devy pick. And I likened it to my IDP drafts. And roughly around round 6 or 7, you started to see some of the big names go. At this point, this was before Cam Akers made it to the league. So Cam Akers would have been one of the first few guys taken. N'Keal Harry, when people thought he was going to be a thing, would have been taken. Some of your quarterbacks in a super flex situation could have been taken. And round 6 or 7 is that sweet spot where we started to see some of those go. Now, when the Devy picks started getting involved in startup drafts instead of the players themselves, those slipped a little further. I was in multiple leagues that you drafted the Devy pick along with the NFL players, and I didn't start seeing those start going until round 7, round 8, even round 9 in a couple of the Devy startups that I did that did draft picks specifically. So the interesting thing you have to think about is, and it's almost very similar to when you're constructing your dynasty team, what kind of team do you want? Do you want to compete now for championships, or do you want to build long-lasting success, 3 to 5 years, that kind of thing? Because that can drastically change how you draft your team. If you're focusing on trying to win now, you obviously want to take the best possible players, and you're ignoring Devys a little bit longer, or Devy draft picks a little bit longer. That's the interesting part of the dynamic is, and it's very similar to Dynasty in the how do you want to build your roster conversation. Because that can drastically change what you're doing come draft time. And factoring in trades makes it even crazier. For those that have been with the Roto-Heat community for a while and been part of this show and this conversation, I mentioned the Pinnacle League that I'm in with Shane Hallam and Travis May and a lot of the great guys in the Devy community. You trading those Devy picks and doing all sorts of trades there made it even more interesting. It's one of those things where I love Devy. Devy is probably my favorite form of fantasy football because it really is such a challenge. It takes fantasy football, and so I've heard some people say they're bigger degenerates than the rest, but it's the fact that there's so much more thought and work that goes into building your roster. Some of the longer lasting Devy leagues that I've been in currently, you know, I started looking at taking guys maybe a little earlier, you know, sophomores, freshmen, some of those guys, and letting them sit if they were five stars. Think about Travis May's star rating and how he and the comparative work that he's done with that. Looking at, can I grab a couple five-star guys earlier on and just sit on that player for, you know, a few more seasons as opposed to not? But that means I have to have a stronger roster from the get-go. So that's where the conversation has to be, is you have to figure out. And Devy, you hear me say, and you've heard Scott Fish and the FYF guys say trading makes fantasy fun. Devy, you have to trust your process and you have to stick to your process. Now, obviously trading can be a factor in the conversation, but in Devy, you really do have to stick to a process because it's really hard to deviate and jump up and down. If you've been following Roto-Heat for a while, I've talked about, and I made something like 32 trades last year in one of my just regular dynasty leagues and was able to take myself from the worst team to the best team in one season and win the championship doing just a bunch of trades. Or in Devy, I'm in the middle of a rebuild that I've been sitting on and rebuilding for now going on 3 years because the roster was just so devoid of talent. And I focused on the Devy side of it. And this also, there's so many what ifs that can cause you to try to build your roster differently. In one specific league that I'm in with Craig, who's my Monday night guy and one of the more amazing people that you can follow on Twitter at Roto-Heat Craig, him and I are in a league where you only get 15 Devy spots. And if you take those 15 Devy spots, then you lose 15 taxi squad spots. I've been rebuilding that roster for 3 years and almost have it to the point now where it's going to start. It's won 3 or 4 games last year, and now it's steamrolling. But if you do that properly and you follow your process in Devy properly and build your roster the right way and are okay with maybe not being a great team if you're focusing on building a long-term lasting successful team, then, you know, trusting your process can be a hugely beneficial thing. Hopefully that makes sense. You're going to hear me rambling for this entirety of this show, so hopefully that helps you. When looking at, and next week when Des is back, him and I are going to talk about rookie drafts and Devy rookie draft strategy. So it's going to look a little different. And I'm going to get more of his opinion, especially on the C2C side. He really loves the campus to camp leagues. And those are even just a different segment of Devy. Devy is such a dynamic fantasy landscape because you can just do a standard Devy, which could be just super flex, your 4-point pass touchdown, 6-point rushing, receiving touchdown, not include any IDPs, all the way to you can have full IDP with where you're starting defensive end, defensive tackle, you know, multiple defensive ends, a defensive tackle, multiple linebackers, cornerback, safety, all the way to the campus to camp leagues, which, you know, are a whole nother ballgame. And you have to really focus on building a strong college roster, knowing that those guys will all come up to your NFL roster. So that's the cool thing about Devy, is that you can really make it as in-depth or as basic as you want. One of my smaller Devy leagues, you only have 5 Devy spots. This is one of the original ones that I was a part of. You know, you have 5 Devy guys, and they will all then come up to your roster, but they can only be juniors or seniors. You can't draft anything earlier than that. So and my leagues go all the way to the pinnacle of Devy League, where we have now drafted 3 years of Devy's only. I think we're pushing like 150 rounds of Devy only drafting. And we've been slowly building our NFL roster, but we haven't had any games yet. You know, we haven't had any actual matches. And that's the amazing thing. And it can be overwhelming to some folks. I've seen plenty of guys come in and out of the Devy space because there's just so much to it. And it really doesn't have to be, because there's so many great tools out there to help you build your Devy knowledge. You know, there's so many great websites and so many great people over on Twitter to follow, to have these conversations and to learn from. I'm no expert. I just play one on YouTube. So there's that. So back to the conversation at hand, and I do apologize for rabbit trailing a little bit. The strategy is fairly simple. When you're first starting your Devy League, after you decide what kind of roster you want to build, if you want to build a really strong championship contender from day one, then you're spending your first 10, 11, 12 rounds of picks on guys that you are starting and playing in depth pieces. And then you start thinking about where Devy's come into the conversation, whether it's Devy picks or Devy players, you know, if you're drafting the Devy players. And if you're drafting the Devy players, rotoheat.com rankings will help you with what Devy players to draft based on your league type, whether it's a super flex or one QB. And if you want to, and the other side of it, like we always say, almost every show we say, know your league, know your scoring, know your settings. In the conversation, if you're in a one QB situation, you probably don't need to draft many QBs, if at all, depending on how deep your Devy roster is. But again, it goes to knowing how deep your Devy roster is. Focus on running backs, wide receivers, and even some tight ends. I'm a big Michael Mayer fan, Notre Dame's tight end. I've drafted him on a few Devy rosters, and I'm sitting and waiting for him to come to the league. So there's a lot that goes into deciding who to put on your Devy roster. If you've only got between 5 and 15 spots, you have to be careful. You just don't have enough space for as many guys as you may like. There's a lot that goes into deciding when to do it. So if you're trying to build a contender right now, focus on your NFL roster with your NFL pieces and making sure you've got a really strong core there. And then know that you may be taking guys that are going to take a couple years to develop because you couldn't snag some of the hot names that are juniors and seniors. Maybe you got to go 3 years down the road and look for five-star guys or guys that have a lot of potential. You know, on the flip side, if you want to build a really strong Devy roster, then your first thing is you're still going to wait probably five or six rounds before you start taking Devys. But then you're really hitting it hot and heavy. So if it's players, then you're taking the big names that are to come. Check rotary.com rankings for that. Or taking the earliest Devy picks, the 1-1 type things. And you'll want to do, in the initial startup, you want to do those things because that'll be, as soon as you're done with that first Devy draft, then it becomes Devy depleted and some of those hot names are gone and you got to wait until some of the next classes come in before you can really get some more strong five stars and all of that. So it's really an interesting dynamic, and it makes the draft that much more challenging and that much more fun, quite honestly, because there's a million different ways that each owner can go when building their roster from a startup conversation. And that's the cool thing about it. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, obviously with Dez not on here, I'm not going to go super deep into the C2C campus to Canton because I really wanted him in that conversation because I know how much he loves the C2C leagues. He's in plenty of those. My hope is that when you're building your Devy rosters, you make some of the, you have those conversations internally and you figure out how you want to build your roster before you get to the draft, because I've been in some drafts with guys that are new to Devy and they really didn't think ahead enough to make those decisions on how they wanted to build their roster. And you can tell their roster scatterbrained. They're drafting really great NFL pieces and it doesn't seem like they've got a plan for Devy. And that's the tough thing about it. And Devy can be a very big challenge for guys that aren't prepared. And you don't even have to go crazy in your preparation. When you're looking at doing a startup, I would say if you're sitting on the fence about Devy and you've heard me talk hard about how great Devy is, sometimes you just jump in and you see what happens. Know who to talk to. I like to say you don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You just have to know the people to talk to. And the Devy community has grown massively over the last even just 2-3 years. Twitter or even in the Roto Heat Discord area, there's plenty, multiple people in the Devy chat room that will talk and help you out with your dynasty startup. So don't ever think you're alone in building your roster. You may be the owner of your team and you have to make the final decision, but there's plenty of people out here that can help you. I would also say trust your plan, trust your process, and stick to it and don't deviate. When I first started doing Devy leagues, I wanted immediate results. And I wanted to take my normal dynasty football mindset into a Devy league, and it set me back because I was trying to build a winner, but then I was risking it by giving up some really nice Devy assets. And I just, it was very uncoordinated fantasy management. And in fantasy leagues, in a normal dynasty, you can trade your way into a good team, like I said. So it's really pretty, pretty wild that Devi can be so significantly different than your regular dynasty. But at the same time, the challenge and the fun of it outweighs that in so many ways. And on the other side of it, the IDP side of Devi doesn't get as much love and doesn't get a lot of attention, because a lot of the IDP side of Devi, I don't want to say it takes time for those guys to develop, but it does take time for IDP guys to really hit their stride. I mean, you think about some of the big names in IDP over the years. Some of them were a bit unknown in college. They just came out of nowhere, or maybe mid-round picks in the NFL draft that developed because they had some of the tools and the skills to that could show at the next level, but maybe based on the division they were in, the conference they were in, it just didn't show up. So be careful with IDPs outside of the big names. I've seen guys take the Gregory Rousseaus, and even in this draft, the Kayvon Thibodeaux of the world in Devi drafts, and you're just wasting a spot on your Devi roster until you really understand what's going on with the player. Micah Parsons was a guy that people took that everybody felt really confident about in the Devi space, but you just don't have as many opportunities as that on IDP. And honestly, situation can be huge and playing time can be huge for a lot of the pieces on the IDP side in a different way, because there's so many smaller school guys that can make it and really develop and get that playing time quickly, where you might as well just take the shots on the offensive guys in Devi, especially if you have smaller roster sizes. I love defense. Obviously, I host a Monday night show talking all about defense, so don't think that I'm talking bad about IDP, but I'm saying when you're focusing on Devi and you've got 5 Devi spots, 10 Devi spots, 15 Devi spots, I guess 20, even 20 Devi spots, focus on the high-end offensive talent that either can be great trade trips for you or can help build a great roster for you before really starting to look at your IDP side of it. Unless you're in a Devi league that you have those IDP starting requirements that are multiple defensive ends or edge players. Hopefully Flicker's doing the edge stuff now, multiple linebackers, multiple safeties. Then you want to start considering that, but that I don't see that nearly as often. Now, obviously, I don't know everything. Devi is a very wide open Wild West when it comes to format, scoring, all of that can be quite significantly different on the Devi side of things. And you're even seeing that in regular Dynasty anymore. But I've steered clear of, you know, as much as I love defense, I've steered clear. I don't know that in any leagues where I'm including IDP, I don't know that on 15 and 20 man Devi rosters and lower, I don't know that I've ever drafted an IDP, quite honestly. I just wait and get my guys in the rookie draft which is something we'll talk about next week. But the rookie draft, it may be Devi depleted, but there's still a ton of guys that show out in college as a senior that get drafted that become impactful IDP players. Yeah, that's another caveat to deciding what to do with your dynasty. Hopefully that all makes sense. And as always, my name is here. You can hit me up on Twitter and ask more questions, ask details. I get messages on the regular asking startup questions. Where's the best spot to draft from if you get to choose? When is the sweet spot to pick up your Devi players? And that's another part of the conversation, is you don't know. I've been in Devi leagues where you can pick your spot. If you're one of the first people to join, you can pick your spot. And then the next subsequent players pick from whatever's left over. Or I've been in other leagues where it's automatically assigned. Once all 12, 14, 16, however many owners are in the league, then they use a simulator and they stream the simulator picking who's in what order. There's so many different dynamics that determine even just the beginning of your league, and then the roster sizes and starting limits and things like that. It can be very challenging and very fun at the same time. Make sure that you find us and hit us up and ask questions. We post articles and even watch some of our old streams. I know when I was last season and before, when I was doing the live stream for Devi Only, we talked about Devi 101, and that's something that can change regularly. There's stock standard for super flex and one QB and in just regular fantasy football, but the Devi, there isn't necessarily. Typically you'll see, like I said, 4-point passing touchdowns, 6 rushing, 6 receiving. Those tend to be pretty standard, but I see still even variations of that. Then you start including tight end premiums and things like that. So there's so many different dynamics that play into it. So just have to be careful about all those things. With that being said, I want to make sure that I point out that I said trust your process, and don't ever think that you can't adjust your process in the midst of it. You're trying to build a winning roster and you want to win immediately. You want to win year one. So you focused on drafting the first 5 to 10 rounds of NFL guys that are going to be starting for you and not focused on college at all. And then you realize most of the people in your league are trying to run a very similar approach. Then maybe you start slipping in some of the high-end devies because you're seeing the way the league is going. And that's the tough thing is you don't know how your other managers in your league are going to start drafting. So sometimes you have to be able to be fluid and flexible on the fly to be able to make the best decisions possible for your team for now and for the future. So I know that kind of sounds like I just said, trust your process until you don't trust your process, but trust your process, but adjust it if it needs be. That's the tough thing about it is you don't know going into your startup. And this, that really stands true for any league you're in. You don't know what the other owners are going to do. You don't know their strategies unless you've been in other leagues with them before. And if you're an owner that's been in leagues with me, my strategy is different all the time. And sometimes I go into a league knowing I know the way some of these guys draft, and I'm gonna just focus on building a young core that is going to be a winner in a year or two or things like that. So that's a tough thing is you have to try to know your owners and know your owners' tendencies and draft strategies on top of it. And that can be a challenge as well. So it can be a very difficult thing all the way around. But luckily enough, the folks here at rotoheat.com are here to help you. I feel like I keep saying, I'm here to help because we are. When it comes to the, and this will probably be the point that I wrap this up on because an hour of just my voice is probably going to be a bit much for people. So probably keep it to about a half hour. Thank you for the folks that have stopped by and visited for a moment, had a question, posted a comment, whatever. I will say this, that start out, I see a lot of leagues posted that are tend to be bigger money leagues. If you're newer to Devy, try not to wear your wallet out. Or try to start with some smaller things so that you can get comfortable. And if you make mistakes, it's not going to be something that scares you away from it because you had a bad time. And so that would be one other thing that I would recommend is try not to blow your wallet on one Devy league. Spread it out and try to learn and grow and do some things. And yeah, start up with return yards. Yeah. That would definitely be, that would be interesting. Those are definitely a challenge too. And that's the fun thing about Devy is you can do so many different things. And I've seen plenty of Devy leagues where they're trying out different scorings and different, whether it's return yards or points for interception return yards, points for all sorts of different scoring. I've seen them. Devy is a fun way to try it out and see if it works. And it wouldn't surprise me some of the things that we've seen in Devy over the years would start to move its way over to regular fantasy. And it wouldn't hurt it. My goal is always to try to make the leagues that I'm a part of enjoyable, challenging, fun. They keep you connected. My home league that I was a part of originally, it lasted for 21 years, and it's actually still going now. It just so happened that me and one of the other OG owners decided to back out. But that's what I love about fantasy is I want leagues that we can run for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And some of the Roto Heat leagues, I think, have that kind of staying power. And a lot of the Devy leagues that I'm part of have that staying power. And Devy and IDP and tight end premium and all these other little or big differences to fantasy leagues can help build that longevity, build that challenge, build that fun factor that makes fantasy something that people can stick with for long. And that's always my goal, is to make fantasy more welcoming to a wider audience and make it more interesting to a wider audience. So there's a lot of people out there that just love college football that aren't as big into the NFL. This is one way to get them, because these are college guys they know all about because they love watching college, and then you get them to stick around for the NFL stuff, or vice versa. They don't know NFL, or they don't know college as well because they're just NFL focused. Well, college, getting them in on a smaller Devy, then they start to get more interested in college. That was really what I wanted to do when I started doing Devy. I was just started picking up Devy because I wanted to get more interested in college, because I was a guy that loved prepping for NFL draft stuff. And then obviously here with Roto Heat, we do a lot of draft stuff. It helped me grow that knowledge base and get me more excited about college. And now I love watching college tape and college ball, because you're seeing the stars that are potentially stars of tomorrow. You're seeing them today, and you're seeing them in a different environment and in a different format. It's a great way to make fantasy more fun. Just like we say, trading makes fantasy fun. Devi makes fantasy even more fun. So hopefully all that helped. I know that it's been 30 minute run on sentence with me, and hopefully you've been able to keep up with the comings and goings and everything that I've been talking about. Like I said, hit me up if you got questions. You know, there's not much to it when it comes to once you get to the draft. The big thing is deciding your settings and your rules, and definitely make sure you're a part of that. Help determine the scoring and the formats and how deep you're going with it, because the more you're involved with the determining factors from the beginning, then you'll understand it, you'll remember it, it'll be ingrained in you. And then once you get to your draft, you'll be able to think about what players you want to target based on your formats. If it's tight end premium, when you want to start targeting the Michael Mayers of the world, your tight ends that you think are going to be the next big thing. You never know. But if you, the more you know about your league, then the better prepared you're going to be for it. So hopefully that helps. Hit me up, rotoheat.com. We got our rankings. They're about to update. Our main man, Rick, is about to update those tomorrow. So they'll be updated. And I know the team's been working hard on getting their rankings updated. I know I was moving some guys around. Obviously, we've had a big month in the world with Ridley's and all the changes and all the movings in the NFL. So we've had plenty of rankings move around, and I spent the better part of my day working on getting my rankings moved around over the last couple of days. So rotoheat.com, you can check out all our rankings for Devi and startup and all that good stuff. We've got our live streams every week now. We've got Monday night, I'm doing IDP with Craig and Austin. Tuesday, Rick's doing Dynasty with Charlie, Chucky V, and Anthony Leone. And then tonight, typically it's me and Dez, but obviously I'm flying solo tonight, but that's okay. Love Dez. Hopefully everything's all right with him, and he's good to go for next week, and we'll be back, and we'll be chopping it up, talking Dynasty rookie draft and how Devi fits in with it. So basically the difference between this week and next week is when you're in your rookie draft, so these are probably potentially Devi depleted. What do you do? What happens with it? How do you draft? Where do you focus on the Devi's ad and things like that? So it'll be an interesting conversation. I also want to talk more Campus to Canton with him involved, because that's his baby. He loves that stuff. And I'm dipping my toes a little bit more into it, but I have so many leagues as it is. It's hard to add too many more. So hopefully we will get to talk with y'all again next week. If this was podcast form, rating, review. If this was YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Feel free to ask questions away. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. I do appreciate every single one of you. We've been doing this for a while. With the draft coming up, we will be doing some stuff, fun stuff for the draft. I'll be hosting Rick. Rick is at Vegas, or will be at Vegas, doing the Roto Heat meetup and hanging out for draft week there in Vegas. I will be here, man, in the live streams. I'll be running all of our live streams that week, and we'll be having some fun and talking some NFL draft and last minute stuff and getting you all ready for it. So make sure you stick with us. We do appreciate the love and support we've had over the years. I know we've crushed the 3,200 subs mark, and we couldn't do it without you guys. You guys are the best. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
The Devi Hour is a proud member of the Roto Heat family of podcasts. Find more information on Dynasty, Devi, Redraft, and more at rotoheat.com.